This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Visa, MasterCard, Chase, or your home, asset forfeiture. There are not a huge number of issues where there's bipartisan agreement, but over the last 5 years, the widespread reports of abuse and civil asset forfeiture have achieved that rarity. The original policy rationalization for seizing property was based on the recovery of ill-gotten gains produced through criminal activity. Fair enough. Crime shouldn't pay. Unfortunately, too many towns, cities, counties, and states began to use asset forfeiture as a fundraising scheme. And were in such a hurry, they didn't wait until someone was convicted of a crime or, in fact, even charged with a crime to seize their property. Nor did they return it in most cases when the alleged scofflaw was found to be innocent. Many politicians, though certainly not all, couldn't defend state-sanctioned theft. Since 2014, according to the Institute for Justice, 33 states have reformed their civil forfeiture procedures to prevent abuses. Three states, North Carolina, Nebraska, and New Mexico, have abolished civil forfeiture and only seized through criminal procedures. 15 states now require a criminal conviction in order to seize most properties. 16 states and D.C. require the government to bear the burden of proof for innocent owner claims. Many states have tightened up reporting and created transparency on forfeitures. In short, there's been progress when it comes to alleged criminal activity and civil asset forfeiture. What about when it's not about criminality, but low and moderate income families falling behind on a bill to a governmental unit? They have the right to collect, but surely they don't have the right to civil asset forfeiture when it comes to a family's home. In fact, in 13 states, they do have the right, and they exercise it with impunity. We heard some of these stories in Detroit on the doors, but we're still amazed to read in the Daily Kos reports from neighboring Oakland County, Michigan. Imagine losing your property and more than $20,000 in equity over less than $10. That's what happened to Yuri Raffelli of Southfield, Michigan in Oakland County. When Oakland County seized Raffelli's house because of $8.41 in accidentally underpaid taxes, the county didn't just recoup the lost tax money and any added fines and fees. Instead, the county kept the entire $24,500 it earned from the sale of the property. When the same county took Andre Ohanneson's home over a $6,000 past due bill, the county likewise made a profit of $82,000. A lawyer from the Pacific Legal Foundation in an argument for the Michigan Supreme Court hit the nail on the head saying, it's kind of like, how would you like to pay that $8.41? Would you like to pay by Visa, MasterCard, cash, or your house? I think we can all agree that this just isn't right. Ironically, this is not a progressive issue. The Institute for Justice and the Pacific Legal Foundation are all somewhere on the right libertarian spectrum. Their websites are peppered with mentions and applause for the work of the Charles Koch Foundation. Fighting against land and home seizures after Katrina hit Louisiana, we heard from all these types of organizations regularly in fighting against potential abuse of eminent domain in the storm's aftermath. We weren't friends, but we were allies on these issues. Some of these cases might be tricky. The Michigan case is in the name of an LLC, so this might not be a poor homeowner like the ones we met. The $6,000 likely water bill might have been one of those cases of low riders trying to stiff a tenant. We certainly found many land installment contracts where the new occupant found out the company didn't disclose a monster water bill and they were stuck with it. Governments have the right to collect debts owed and even potentially the cost of collecting, but have no right to profit past recovery. Tax expropriation. That's abuse of power. Ironically, Michigan and undoubtedly some other states on that list are finally getting the message to stop unwarranted civil asset forfeiture for criminal activity. Need to understand that you can't steal from your citizens for simple debts either. We ought to be leading this fight, but at least we should join in. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.